Hello, welcome back to Heart Facts 91.3 Nigeria. In phone, her input, Harker, time dial. 9 minutes come past 5 o'clock. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. And we delve right into the next matter of discourse at this time. It has to do with the security situation in Emohua local government area. And this was from our news earlier on today. Chairman of Emohua local government area, Chidi Lloyd, has inaugurated Emohua Vigilante Service Advisory Committee as part of measures to address the security challenges in Emohua and its environs. As you may know, there has been an increase in kidnapping and armed robbery along the Emohua Calabari Road. Speaking during the inauguration, Dr. Lloyd charged the committee to identify blind spots for members of the vigilante service. Let's take a listen to what Dr. Lloyd had to say about this development.
The meeting you witness is actually a meeting of the advisory committee. I'm preparing them for the formal takeoff of the vigilante service. What I have enjoined them to do today is to identify possible beats on our own section of the east-west road, beginning from the Chuba Bridge up until our boundary with Awuda East. I want the vigilante to man strategic points so that road users will be assured to use the road without any encumbrance. We have appointed an 8-member advisory committee. We have set up a system that makes the vigilante service run on its own. The council is clearly insulated from the internal affairs of the vigilante service.
Our Dr. Lord also explained why the Emohua vigilante service has not begun operation.
It is not, most times, not proper for governments to be stampeded to do something. We are taking our time so that we don't misfire. We've discovered that most of those who are profiled as members of this vigilante are actually the criminals that we are looking for. So we have narrowed down to people who can deliver on their mandate. I don't want any complications. Security is not something you live for nitwits. So we are doing housekeeping so that at the end of the day, we turn out the best to society. So we are taking our time, and that is why I said we are hitting the ground running in July. The local government will witness unprecedented peace. I don't subscribe to digging a hole to cover another hole.
That's what we're discussing at the moment. Will this improve security in Emohua local government area, especially as well along the Emohua Calabari Road, is what we're discussing right now. My guest for this conversation, Emohua local government council chairman, Dr. Chidi Lloyd. Hopefully he will join the conversation any moment now. But let's get your take on this for now. Are you convinced that this initiative, or to what extent do you believe this initiative will improve security situation in Emohua and the Emohua Calabari Road as well? That's become somewhat notorious for renewed spate of kidnappings. Join the conversation. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. WhatsApp is on 0809-036416. That's 0809-036416. A reminder, we're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, liveonfacebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH as well. Let's get your take on this. To what extent will this initiative by the Emohua local government council chairman address the security concerns in Emohua local government area? Once again, your thoughts are welcomed at this time. Let's get it via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH if we're live there now. Also, via Twitter, if we're live there, at Nigeria Info PH also. And WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Not forgetting, number to call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. To the third answer right now, I think I've got a Paul on the line from Rupa Coalition. Hello, Paul, you're welcome. Please go on.
Thank you very much, Nayo.
Go ahead, please.
The initiative of Dr. Chidi Lloyd is good. But for my own experience and what I'm seeing for the security office that is trying to raise, is the motorist that is supposed to be
Pardon me?
I said it will be the motorist that is supposed to be outfit from that is different. Dr. Chidinlaw is in first grade.
It will be the what?
I said the motorist. Can you hear me?
What will happen to the motorists?
They will pay heavily because it is in our genes, being the security men, for instance, the police. Whenever they force somebody to go and provide security, they will begin asking extra money from the police and other road users. I'm talking concerning my experience on this same Canterbury Road and then between Choba and East. When I get a flat tire, people from Omupadi are said they are staff force. They were trying to remove my battery, and when I was close to a checking point after Ilele, the first checking point after Ilele, aluminum there, police couldn't help me, say I should settle with them. I said, how? I'm driving, I have a flat tire. So can I carry the motor on the head, or should I park well and change the tire? And this is exactly what I've done. No. People have to collect. This police collect 5,000 from me, that will collect 1,000 from before they leave me alone. Police say I should give them 5,000 before they will get me and talk to the people to leave me alone. Simply because I was carrying a load in my box. So this very particular this matter can go now. We are the people to pay very well. We have been paying the police and then the other.
Paul, just a moment, just a moment, Paul. Paul, I'm sure you can hear me, Paul. Just a moment. Yeah. Now, I do appreciate your frustration and your concerns with the high-handedness of security operatives on any stretch of the road in Nigeria, including this particular road. That's a valid concern. We should have conversations about those issues. But would you rather security presence on that road or no security presence at all?
It's good for us to have security presence everywhere in this country, not only on the road.
Okay,
but
Paul.
The attitude of the people.
No, you've established that already. Let's not go over all of that again, Paul. Paul, good to hear from you. Thanks for joining in. I'm joined right now by my guest, Dr. Chidi Lloyd, is chairman, MOA local government here. Dr. Lloyd, hello, good evening. You're welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dario, for having me. It's always a pleasure when you call me to come.
Let's get right to it then. Starting with the seeming delay, and I use the word seeming deliberately because one can't really tell what your timetable was as a local government authority. But considering the fact this conversation has gone on for quite some time, you've promised that this was going to come on stream. And I perceive that because of the expediency and the urgency that people attach to this, it probably was expected in some quarters that this should have come on stream before now. And you also, when speaking with one of our reporters earlier on, I was on the news, identified that I hope I'm not misconstruing your term, that there may have been some delay. You explained as to why that was the case as well, that you wanted to get it right. So, what exactly were you getting right? What was it that you were addressing that may have been responsible for this seeming delay in Evomi's coming on stream?
Well, I thank God for a caller like Paul. It is the fear that Paul has expressed that is one of the reasons why we didn't take off as and when due. You know, it's very difficult when you put human beings together, especially young men full of energy, and you don't control what they do. This was what gave birth to the MOA Vigilante Service. And because of what Paul has said, I am very careful not to assemble people who would now see themselves as some demigods and begin to terrorize people on the road. So we've done our housekeeping, despite the fact that we have trained them on how they should behave in conjunction with the Commissioner of Police. We still needed to do some housekeeping. Unfortunately for us, we discovered that most of them were actually the bad eggs that were just looking for an avenue to carry an ID card with a view with an intent to committing mayhem. So I was not stampeded into giving anybody any ID card that has the imprimatur of the local government. So I took my time, albeit that if there were a few flashpoints within the period under review. But now we are good to go. I have delivered a state of the art secretariat for them on the East-West Road. That is where their office will be. It will be visible to everybody. The public can go in and make complaints should there be any infraction from any of the members.
Now, these banned eggs, whom you say were, albeit in quotes, conscripted, even though they've been identified and flustered now, I suppose, how did they get in
good.
The first place?
Say, that is the difficulty. Dio, thanks for this question. You know what we did in order that we are not accused of putting together thugs.
Or your own militia.
Exactly, because there is one of these rabble-rousers who went to court, who approached the court, the Federal High Court, Abuja, praying the court, informing the court that I put together, he petitioned the Inspector General of Police that I have put together political thugs who will help me win the 2023 general election. So the police came to me and I told them that I did that in conjunction with the Commissioner of Police, River State, who probably wants to be a senator representing one of the districts in River State. I mean, you can see the level that we have descended to. You know, you want to do good. You just asked Paul a question before I walked in. Which one would he choose? But you see, several years after the Children of Israel chose Barnabas, they are still choosing thieves today. Several years after the Children of Israel chose Barnabas, a renowned thief, in place of Jesus, it's unfortunate that some Nigerians, are still choosing thieves nearly 2,000 years after. So, as a government, all we need to do is to be focused and ensure that we deliver for the majority of the people.
Who were the persons that chose these thieves?
Good. Now, you know what we did when we came on board? It was difficult to just go into the communities and write names and give to them as their vigilante. The first thing I did was to ask the community to bring names, to suggest names to us, with clear directives. Please do not write the name of any known cultist. These were the directives. But these communities would not hear. They are incurable recidivists, people who have penchant for committing crime. So we discovered that most of the names that were brought to us by these communities were known cultists. And the way to go about it is, once you recruit people from a particular cult group, you are branded as either the patron or the member of board of trustee of that fraternity. And I have zero tolerance for it. I challenge anybody. I've said so at different fora. I challenge anybody who will accuse me of having any affinity whatsoever with these pseudo fraternities. I've said so. I have zero tolerance for them. They are not the ones that will shoot you into any office. They don't. That is why people are scrambling now to vote, to register to vote. They are not lining up to be members of any of these pseudo fraternities.
We have to go for a break shortly, but the question I hope you'll respond to once we return from that break is, for a long time, the security crisis or threats or concerns, more like it, in Emohua and especially along the Emohua Calabari Road was addressed. The matter appeared to have been abated somewhat. Then recently there appeared to be a renewed resurgence, if you will, in crime and criminality and kidnappings along that stretch of road. What was responsible for that? But do you give a response to that when we return from the break? It is still Hard Fact 913 Nigeria in phone here in Port Harcourt. My guest is Dr. Chidi Lloyd, Chairman Emohua Local Government Area, who discussed announcing the inauguration of MOHA Vigilante Service Advisory Committee, MOVS, I believe is the acronym. And how far, to what extent will that go in addressing the security challenges in MOHA local government area, especially along the MOHA Calabari Road? There's another related matters we're discussing right now. However, a quick break. We'll go for that. We'll return shortly. The conversation will continue. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to House Factor Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio, 28 to go before 6 p.m. Triple the hour at 6. The major news comes up. Conversation continues with my guest, Dr. Chidi Lord, is chairman of MOHA local government area, and we're discussing the inauguration of the MOHA Vigilante Service Advisory Committee, as well as a couple of other matters affecting MOHA local government area as well, which will come up in the course of the conversation. Dr. Lord, you're welcome once again.
Thanks, Dio.
So I asked the question before we went on the break. The MOHA Calabari Road had been notorious for a while for crime, criminality, especially abductions. That was seemingly abated for a while. It seems there was respite for a bit, but quite recently there appears to be, have been a reinvigoration, if you will, on the part of these criminal-minded fellows. What was responsible for that? And I imagine that identifying the what was responsible for this may have informed your coming up with the MOV's idea. So did you identify what the problems were?
Yeah, well, the basic thing was that you know that there was a military presence. There was a military roadblock somewhere around where is where they call El Israel. But a few months ago, there was an encounter between the army and some renegades who shot at the army, and in the ensuing melee, the soldier was killed, and after a while, the military pulled out from there. So that lacuna gave impetus to these criminals who come out asymmetrically to hit and run. That's exactly what has happened. But asking me why there is crime, it would be like asking me why people eat. As long as human beings remain on earth, there are people who were created to commit crime. That is what their own calling is. Because most times you ask what is the motive, for such criminality, you can't find. I mean, why would anybody go kidnap someone and begin to call the relatives of the person to give them money? So the things that are happening these days are, you cannot divorce them from bad governance, because things are extremely difficult. I mean, we know that, we feel it. The country can I do not think that the country can be worse than it is now under this APC administration. A government that has met all the trappings of a clueless administration.
We'll come back to the issue of MOVs in a moment, but still with the security agencies, unfortunate and very sad that incident you just described now happened. But since then, what has been the level of interface between your government and other security agencies, the police inclusive, the army as well, who were primarily affected by that unfortunate incident?
I must commend the army, especially the one we have in MOHA local government. They have been gentlemen and officers indeed. The police too are not left out. I have two divisional police officers who are extremely professional police people. It's just that they do not also have enough manpower. It's not possible to have enough police to police the entire local government. But despite the inadequacies, they are doing their best. And Dayo, when I assumed office as chairman of MOA, I took security very seriously. That was what informed our fixing the two armored personnel carrier vehicles that the police currently have in Rumuji. We have also fixed some abandoned vehicles for them in order to improve on their logistics. If you go to Rumuji Police Station, you will see that the council has given a facelift, albeit that we are not done with the project yet. Some persons some time ago opened fire at the Rumuji Police Station, which eventually led to the collapse of their fence. Now we have given them we have fenced off the police station in order to ward off unwarranted visitors into the divisional police headquarters in place. We've done quite a lot. We've tried to synergize with the police in order that they keep us safe in the local government. We are doing quite a lot. We know that our efforts may not be enough. It is never enough, but we are not taking the issues of security lightly in MOA local government.
Now back to MOVIS and still with the issue of security. What is the scope of the operation of MOVIS? What mandate are they given precisely? Will they, like some other local security groups that existed before them, be settling family matters and land disputes as well?
Well, Dayo, that's a very interesting question to ask. But you recall that a man like me would not just dabble into gathering young men and leaving them without rules. So what I did when I assumed office was to immediately sponsor a bill to the legislature to pass for me a bill that regulates the activities of vigilantes within the local government. That was passed promptly in order to cure incidences like the vigilante dabbling into matrimonial causes, settling chieftaincy disputes, and what have you. Those are outside the scope of their duty. What they have principally, as provided by the law, is to work with the police, gather information and translate them to the police. Albeit that the law also permits them to arrest but immediately hand over to the police. So if you look at the law, you will see that we cover the field to ensure that nobody operating under a MOVIS will act ultra-vires the provisions of the MOVIS by law as provided in the local government.
Now, setting up MOVIS, I imagine, has many, many faces to it. But a very critical one, I also imagine, is to address the security concerns along the MOA Calabari Road. So how precisely will MOVIS serve to stem in that security concern?
Well, the MOVIS was principally set up to provide work with the security agencies to ensuring that we are safe in the entire local government area. So what we have done basically is to sit with the advisory committee that I've set up. And who are these advisory committees? These are renowned chiefs, people like Chief Marcus Atata, Chief Gideon Omodo, who is the Newelilu Omofo. These are traditional rulers, prominent traditional rulers. These were the precursors of the movement. Chief Samson Abaro, the pedigree of Samson Abaro, used to be secretary to government. He was at the time head of service, and also at the time the president general of Obako Ikwere. These are the people who midwived the peace that we had in the local government when it was very bad. So they brought what was known as OSPAC. So because they know the workings of this body, we decided to bring them and appoint them as advisory committee in order to check the young men. Like I said at a different interview, we want to as much as possible insinuate ensure that the council doesn't get involved with a movie, so that we are not accused of using them for political gains.
When you say the council does not get involved with the MOVs, that might be concerning or troubling to the ears of some persons.
No, what I mean,
raises the question as to who are they answerable to that?
No, we will ensure we will play supervisory role. Because they carry our imprimatur, they will be parading ID cards that was given to them and signed by myself and so on. So, but we will not get involved fully, like to tell them what to do and what not to do. That will be left with the advisory body. So that the peace that they will bring will be for everybody, without minding what church you attend, what political party you are in, what color of shirt you wear, and so on and so forth. We are not unmindful of what the naysayers will say as usual. So we want to ensure that the council is totally insulated from most of the things they will do. So this advisory body, made up of eminent personalities in the local government, will be in charge of the security outfit.
We do have to go for a break now, but there are a couple other things that we still need to touch on the matter of MOVs. And beyond MOVs, I mentioned as well earlier on, a few other matters concerning MOA as well. Some of your aggrieved workers, or you might refer to them as former workers, have also taken your administration to court over their, sacking, demanding certain requests of the court. I'd like to ask you a few questions on that as well, and other matters affecting the good people of MOR local government.
I'll be prepared to answer them.